Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Nou goed, groter dele, ons het nou vanoggend al redelik daaroor gehoor in die nuus en ons het al baie daaroor gesels. Ek self een van die mense wat gevang is deur hierdie oukie en is regtig 'n lekker ervaring gewees. Watertekorte reg oor die wat groter dele van die ooste van die stad hier in Pretoria en ons was selfs nou met burgemeesterskomitee lid vir nutsdienste in die stad Themba Fosi just to give us an update on exactly what's happening. Themba, firstly, good morning. Are you well this morning?
Tank man, and how are you? And how are you to the residents?
Yeah, no, I can
thank you again for inviting me.
No, it's a big pleasure for us. So, firstly, Themba, just an update. I think we all know exactly what happened. I think there's a lot of the areas that has been restored. I mean, we are one of those in Wingate area and in Lotus Park that has been restored. So we've got water, but there's still quite a big area that's still struggling without water. Can you maybe just give us an update on where are we standing regarding the reservoir levels in the various areas? Still struggling without water.
Okay, we've got over 15 reservoirs that are actually picking up, and those in the far-flung areas, and to a great extent, the Mooikloof on the other part would be the last to receive water. A much more problematic issue in this instance is that the over usage and stock up of water by residents is actually another big issue that we're having. We had asked residents to desist or use water sparingly so that we can be able to capacitate our reservoirs. And remember, our reservoirs are all dependent on the current usage. Now, it was a tedious exercise for residents to do that. As a result, it emanated that the difficulty to then stock up our reservoirs to capacity that is required. At least we need to have over 30% for water to be trickling to other areas. But we're struggling to get to that. This morning, confirmed that the percentage is much more higher than that. And we, to the far-flung areas, the water is to a great extent restored steadily.
Themba, and of course, load shedding has also been a big problem and standing in the way of these reservoirs being filled up properly. But I know that you guys really went out of your way to make sure that load shedding would not be implemented in specifically those areas that had the pumps for the reservoirs in the last day or so. Yes. Is that something that will be continuing until we have capacity in our reservoirs?
In fact, today I will be having a meeting with one of the representatives on how to then mitigate issues of load shedding, especially in where reservoirs are being affected. Because it might be 4 hours or 5 hours of outage, but the ramifications of that outage last couple of days because of non-availability of water. Mm. So but that decision would come to fruition by tonight, but it is promising that we would like to have those areas exempted. It's arm and a leg, but I can tell you that we're pushing that so we don't have issues when people don't have water and electricity at the same time, which it is a disaster to us.
Absolutely. The question, I think, and to add on to that, might be a difficult question, but I mean, there's always that thing of lessons learned out of something that happened that's really bad. What are you guys going to do just to try and ensure us, as the public in the city, that something like this will not happen again? What can you guys do regarding that?
Unfortunately, this disaster happened in city of Ekurhuleni. Remember, this is where we're getting fed from rainwater. The damages was as a result of a pump from rainwater side. And that is one. And the second part is that the cable theft also occurred on the Ekurhuleni side, where Eskom infrastructure was damaged. As a result, this perpetuated now outage of water on our side.
Yeah,
we will be having a meeting on the 25th of April with Sipho Xaba, the general manager of Rainwater, the CEO and the COO of Rainwater, and see how we can be able to put all hands on deck in making sure that we curb or prevent this from happening.
Yeah.
So that also if something like this happened, we are informed prior to even the us finding out from residents that water has been stopped off. that there's a repair or maintenance repairs. We need to be able to inform our residents timely that this is the case and this is what will happen, so that they can, we create a good expectation from our residents and our turnaround time improves immensely.
Absolutely. Tema, just lastly, have you got a more or less an ETA of the various areas that are still affected and when they can expect to be restored?
By end of the day, today or tomorrow morning, we will be fully restored. We will be fully restored, where we can then say people can go ahead and be able to either stock up or even water their gardens or water the or even wash their cars to a great extent.
Okay.
But for now, we urge residents to desist from using water. In such a way that it is prudent and it saves as much as you as we can.
All right, Tema.
Because with the Eskom load sharing, it is also not doing justice to our infrastructure also. And to a great extent, some of our even electrical infrastructure is not actually meant to be load shed time and time and again. Because it our pumps get to fail, something happens and all of that. So this load shedding, it goes a long way than meets the eye.
Absolutely. Okay, good luck with all that, and we're not going to keep you up too long. I know there's a lot of busy meetings you need to attend to, but thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
It is a pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Have a good one. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim Bob.
Same to you. Cheers. Okay,
cheers. All right, dis nou die burgemeesterskomitee lid vir nutsdienste in die stad. So hopelik teen vanavond of môre, maar die groter oproep hier is, weer eens wat jy nou gehoor het, asseblief hou jou watergebruik tot 'n minimum as jy net letterlik nodig het daarvoor, asseblief. Dink aan enige mense rondom jou wat ook daai water nodig het en hopelik teen vanavond sal dit herstel wees. So sterkter as jy nog een van daai mense is. Ek weet daar is nog van daai watertankwaans wat ontplooi is wat oral in areas beskikbaar is. Ek weet ek het gisteraan byvoorbeeld verby een gery daar naby ons huis. Die burgemeester het dan seëbringings vir ons gesê daar sal definitief van dit beskikbaar wees teen 'n astronomiese koste natuurlik, maar weer eens dankie daarvoor dat ons ten minste nog water kan hê. Goed. So dis die opdatering daarvan, sterkte as jy een van daai mense is wat nog sukkel met water, probeer maar uithelp. As jy een van daai mense is wat kan gaan help, ook as jy 'n boorgat het of iets soos dit, laat weet asseblief aan die mense in jou area. Laat hulle ten minste laat ons mekaar kan help in 'n tyd soos hierdie. Okay, so sterkte daarmee. Goed.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.